You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. So, Barry Switzer, I think that's – did we play that bump, Jason?
No.
We never did. Do you still have it now? Let's play some sound. This is Johnny on Johnny Manziel, Barry Switzer, former coach of the Cowboys, of course, former Oklahoma coach, had this to say about Johnny football.
Okay, I said Johnny Manziel is, you know, I don't like his antics. I think he's an arrogant little I've said that, and I'm saying it again. You know, he's a privileged kid. He's embarrassed himself. He's embarrassed his teammates, his program. He's embarrassed his coach.
Wow, that's pretty heavy stuff from Switzer. But I think I don't think it said anything of substance.
But didn't he say something after that though that he liked them too?
I thought he turned around. That was the harsh over the top one, and then I think he kind of tempered it a little bit in a follow up interview because he probably got a few phone calls.
What's Barry Switzer talking about this for?
Well, because everybody's got it tells you about this is the
power
part,
of the brand of John football.
Exactly. And that's the part of it that is intriguing to me. Of all the things about Manziel, I like that the best. I don't dislike the concerns about him being too much of a marketing brand or whatever, you know, whatever he's going to do off the field. I want to know the parts about him that concern me start with the football, start with height, arm, mechanics, all those things. And then it also includes attitude as far as being a good teammate. And that I know that can somehow be something when you go from 21 to 22 or 22 to whatever age he is. He's a very young guy. Whenever you go to that next level and being in an NFL locker room, I think you can learn fast about that. I think at the collegiate level where you are the biggest thing,
you're the big man,
you know, you're the big
BMOC.
Man. Kept, you in the NFL, even if you are touted and get a lot of publicity and such coming into the National Football League, there are people, older teammates, other people, coaches, who will break you down. It is the intent.
Now you have to earn it. You're a professional.
Yeah. When you're getting paid to do this thing. So I'm not so worried about about that being a problem. But I want him to be a good teammate, good leader. Those are some of the questions that linger.
I agree. And to me, when you talk about the business aspect of what he can bring to a franchise, that's why with all these mocks, when you get down to it, I have a tough time seeing him get past the Jacksonville Jaguars. I just think economically, Shad Khan wants that team to make money and wants that franchise
to make
money.
Knowing what I do of Gus Bradley, I think Gus Bradley would –
I don't think Gus Bradley wants him, but at some point you could be like, listen, this guy changes our economic structure that allows us to get
the other
guys.
But if he loses games for Gus, then Gus is out of a job.
Blaine Gabbert
coaches only think about winning for you. Yeah, well, I'm not, you know, I'm saying they got to just maybe do something other than that, other than John, to get that answer. But hey, we've got this. See, this is so fascinating.
We
get fired up and talk about this in February, and we have months more to get into this. We want to thank Mary Kay Cabot for being aboard with us and Jason LaConfora for also being aboard with us. Want to thank Carly McCord for tweeting throughout the show, and she will be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted on ClevelandBrowns.com later today. Want to thank all of you for hanging out with us and those of you who called and participated. Appreciate that. Our outstanding producer, Jason Gibbs. Thank you, sir. Hooley is next. I think Gerard's Hooley's going to be solo because Gerard is a little bit on the hurting list today. He's got a little, we got to get him back healthy, but I'm sure he will be soon. So for Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci saying thank you so much for joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.